tree.
We have one big location with all of them lined up like a farm with a lot of antennas planted. And we wanted it to be mined and operated by Ghanaians. That's why we started this one. So that by the time we build those ones, we don't have to import engineers from other countries to come and take the money and go away.
Does it mean the other countries will also have their 60 as well?
Yes, the other 9 partner countries are also going to have 60, but South Africa will have more than 60 because they are the host. They led the whole burden for the project. They are going to be at the core. In all, we are going to have about more than 2,100 telescopes on the African continent.
And where will this SK project be? Will it be also within Kuntutu or somewhere else?
Yeah, it's not going to be in Kuntutu, it's going to be somewhere else. The discussion is still going on to decide where it is going to be. Because you need to do a lot of research to see the suitability of the site that you are going to select.
Apart from it being a tourist attraction and also exposing, letting people view the other parts of the world, what other things will the telescope be?
It will also be used to train students and other fields. For example, if somebody is learning in how to write software for field systems, you can come there, learn it, build it, and try it there. You can know the technology in the astronomy can also be used, even for medicine. You can build radio receivers, which can be used to take the thermal topography of a human being, and then you can be able to detect if a tumor is growing in some part of your body, and you solve it before time. So the skill there, they have a lot of spin-off technology that comes with it. You can build receivers for radio stations. For example, the engineers that we train to build our cadillacs are now building other things for Ghana. We have a lot of engineers being trained with this single telescope. And if you have 60, and though all those engineers can go elsewhere and do other things in our economy.
That was Eric Agri, the manager, Radio Astronomy and Astrophysics Center of the Ghana Space Science and Technology Institute.